I became interested in his entire recorded output and settled on these particular recordings that are all from 1920. A group called the Rainbow Orchestra, Rainbow with no W. They played at a place called the Rainbow Gardens in Chicago, which later became, I think it was called the Electric Playground, a rock venue in the 60s. And it was a period of time when dance music was in transition in between a very old-fashioned style of presenting it. Orchestrations tended to be more like, based on the model of symphony orchestras, the kind of instrumentation and the kind of parts they would play. And things like the saxophone section hadn't really occurred yet, the brass section, the kind of big band writing that would become popular had not really come into being yet. So this is kind of in between. It's sort of a weird and uncomfortable place. Isham Jones, fresh out of Saginaw, Michigan, is leading a dance band at the Green Mill Gardens in Chicago, which still operates today, the Green Mill, and puts together a new orchestra, and a very unusual one. It had no trumpet, and had either Jones playing lead on saxophone or violin lead or trombone. And they made a series of recordings for Brunswick Records beginning in 1920. They kind of have one foot in the past, in this older style of dance music that was popular in the early 1900s up to the mid-teens, and one foot in the future, looking forward to what was going to be coming down the road.
You know, what strikes me is, even in the beginning of your notes, you talked about musicians who fall through the cracks. I mean, was he underappreciated?
Well, I think nowadays he's not really remembered among the great band leaders of the swing era, or even the jazz age, Paul Whiteman and Gene Goldkett and Fletcher Henderson. I think it had more to do with what Jones was about. He was not really interested in promoting himself as a personality. Matter of fact, he really did not like his audiences very much and was kind of a dour guy. What he was interested in doing was writing songs and conducting his orchestra. And fortunately, he amassed quite a fortune and was able to keep that orchestra afloat for quite a few years before he retired.
You look up his name on Internet Movie Database, and it may be several of the same compositions over and over, but there are just a whole ton of credits on there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of songs, hundreds of songs, and maybe about 30 of them were hits. Of course, the most famous one was It Had to Be You.
You call this, I mean, you signify jazz, but is it hard to classify?
Well, Jones said that it was just dance music, and he was very clear. He said jazz is not necessarily dance music. All jazz is dance music, but not all dance music is jazz. And I think he understood what good, hot playing was about and incorporated it in his ensemble, but it was never considered a jazz ensemble. I think people ought to occasionally invoke his name and raise a glass and say, hey, this guy wrote some great tunes and made some great records.